We got cut off, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened.
And that's not my password. It doesn't need a password. It just needs an email.
Okay. Can you could you try sending those mock-ups to my wife's email?
Yes, of course. Can I have her email address?
I will give it to you.
Yes, I'm here.
It's Beth, B-E-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
And then last names are the same. E-H-L E-N-F E-L D-T 3-8 .com.
And at the end, it's 3-8?
Yeah, 38 at gmail.com. Oh, okay. It's 38@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, okay. It's Beth Ellenfeld, 38@gmail.com, sir?
Excuse me?
It's Beth Ellenfeld, 38@gmail.com, correct?
That's it, yes.
Okay, absolutely. Let me just go ahead and send it over to her, okay?
This isn't bad. Oh, this damn thing. Yeah.
All right, well, I have asked.
I'm trying to send this to upstairs. Never came through.
Well, I have sent the email address to Sam, and she will be receiving an email from Sam as well, okay?
Excuse me?
I have sent her email address to Sam, and he will be sending the mock-ups on her email address shortly. Give me like 1 minute of
time. All right. We'll keep an eye out for it.
All right. Okay, he's sending it right now. Is she available with you? Right, like...
Yeah, she's sitting here with the iPad waiting for it to come in.
Okay. Well, say hi to her as well.
Okay. Help me... refresh my memory. What is your name again?
This is Joe. This is Joe Wilson.
Joe?
Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson.
Yes, sir. Joe Wilson.
Got it.
Got it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can you please check if she received any email?
She's looking at it right now.
Did you send it again?
Yeah.
Yes, Sam has sent the email with the images for the website lookup.
Yeah, they aren't here yet.
There's one that came at 4:43 from Joe Wilson, but that's somehow 5:26.
What?
There's one that came at
4:43. Yeah. What did you say at the end?
And it's now 5:26.
Can you open that?
Yeah, I can open the one that was.
It might be in
Simmons. She has another email from you that came about 45 minutes ago.
Okay, can you ask her to check her spam? She might be having all of the emails in spam folder.
Can you hit the show images? There's a show images up in this part of the screen.
Let me send you a new email address from my personal email address, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's easy for you guys to take care of it.
If you want the email?
I sure do. Show images.
I have shared the email on her email, if you can please check.
Yeah, she's trying to get something open and it won't come open.
Okay, well, I have sent her another email, if she can check, please.
Okay. I'm gonna try sending it again. So whenever I can't get it, I don't know what I'm doing. Whenever you can't get it,
I could get it.
Where's my image?
There was no image.
So that's the machine's fault. But when I can't get it, it's my
fault. Yeah, it's my fault, Beth. Go ahead.
Did she got my email?
No.
Okay. Did she?
I don't know why.
Did she check her spam or trash folder?
Let me ask. Do you have a spam folder? No, that's not the same. Yeah, she's not coming up with it. I don't know what, why.
The internet is against you guys. I'm just joking.
I can't.
Yeah.
Do you want me to help you guys? I can describe it if you like.
Okay, just a sec. Okay, it says I have to log in.
No, you don't. You don't have to log in.
That's the message I got.
Oh, no, no, you don't have to log in. Did you got my email by the name of Joe Wilson?
So, we're doing this on a tablet, and the thing's just jumping all over on me. I'm just not getting anywhere with this.
What was that?
I'm just not getting anywhere with this.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you an email, okay? Will that be okay? With the just the pictures, nothing else.
Okay.
All right. You can just try opening it over there. I think her email might be having a malfunction or something. I'm sending you the email right now. Just give me a quick minute. Website mockups.
So what, you're sending it?
I'm sending you on a different new email address.
Okay. Not my wife's.
Hold on, not hers, yours. I think she might be having a problem on the iPad.
Well, I hate these iPads. They
they can be, you know, pain.
Yeah, they can.
Well, she might love him.
I don't know how much she uses it.
I have sent it over your email address. Can you please check it for me?
Okay, I'm going to have to go upstairs. That's where my computer is.
Oh, okay. My apologies for keeping you on that.
No worries.
So how was your Easter?
Excuse me?
How was your Easter?
Oh, very quiet.
Well, I think that you're lucky then.
Yeah, we have our daughters in and their kids, but
your wife just
wife and I this Easter.
I think Beth just received my email.
Okay, I just got to my computer.
Okay, if you can please check.
Let's see here. Oh, something just came in. Joe Wilson.
Yes, sir, Joe Wilson.
So?
Did you see the two pictures?
I don't yet.
There might be on the bottom of the email.
Okay. Wrong way's down here.
So did you got the picture?
Okay, I don't see what I have to open.
Yes, it might be the name from Robert 1 and Robert 2. So these are the two mockups that we and my team designed for you for your book.
Yes.
So it can be showcased over there.
I don't see the plans. Yeah, I see lots of books. Before you say goodbye, book category.
Are you able to see both of the mock-ups, sir?
I'm not finding them, no.
It's just beneath the email address. If you want, I can explain.
Okay. Well, that I see.
Uh-huh.
Oh. No, that just gave me a message page.
Well, I think that as per my expertise, that the one in the purple with the book looks pretty decent and pretty unique. As you have only one book as of now, as if you have one book, it will be the best for the purple one to showcase your book.
Well, I don't know what I'm... What I'm supposed to be clicking.
It was supposed to be showing up on your end. Let me send you a link so you can open it right there, okay? I'm sending you on the same email.
Yeah, I don't see what I see your email address, but I don't see what I'm supposed to click on. I don't see anything that says
Do you see any two attachments?
I didn't, no.
All right, sent you another email with just a link. Are you able to see it now?
Okay. I think I'm getting somewhere now.
So did you open the link?
Just a sec, I...
Okay.
I just saved these to my desktop, and now I have to open them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got them both open.
Okay, so are you able to see the purple one and the red one, both of them?
Well, they're pretty small. Let me see if I can't enlarge them here. They keep them quite small on my computer, but when I click on actual size, they get quite large.
Yes. I think that
so,
if you open the purple one, where it says good author and wonderful plot in, can you see it?
Good author, wonderful plot.
Good author and wonderful plot.
Yeah. Got it.
Got it? So if you can see
here, yes,
there's a book, Flipping Tables, right on the left corner in purple shade. In black and white, there's a book.
Yeah.
All right. This is where your book will be showcased. All right, to showcase your book, that is the picture that will be removed, and your book picture will be there. All right, and the name of the book will be there, where it says good author and wonderful plot. The book's name will be there.
All right.
All right, and then beneath that, if you can see, there is just a dummy text as of now that is lorem ipsum. All right, that
yes,
is a dummy
yeah.
text that is being used, all right, for the website. And then we do have a little bit about the book. If you can see, there is the back of the book as well, if you scroll down. Can you see it?
No. Where is it?
Just if you scroll down, you'll be able to see the back of the book where it says the Moon Network. Right beneath the Flipping Tables book.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. There
yeah.
it is.
So that is the back of the book, and there is another more dummy text that has been used. All right, where it says View Book Preview. There will be a preview of your book in a video. Right? Like there will be just a little glimpse of the book, how the book looks like.
Okay. Yeah.
As if it's just the one book, I will remove like all of the books from the website. As we grow, you do have more books coming in, right? You do have more books for yourself, correct? That you'll be writing in the future?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, right? So I will keep that space for more books. Till then, we can just go ahead and, you know, start working on the book that you have right now with you. What do you think about it?
What do you mean by working on it?
No, I'm saying that the first family, the book that you have written, and it is complete, all right, that has 3,805 words. All right, so what I am thinking is that we will just showcase that book on that website. The whole website will be about this book only. And when you bring me more books, I will be setting up those books as well over here on the website.
Okay.
What do you think? Is that a good idea or no?
Well, I've got to think some things through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, I have a contract with a publisher.
Okay, all right.
And I don't want to be duplicating services here.
Okay, absolutely. It will just the book will be just here, so people can just download it and read it. And showcase
well, that would be good.
Yes, and showcase the book over here. That's the whole point of creating the website, right? To showcase the book.
Yes, absolutely.
What it is about and what is in the book so people get interested in reading it more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So if you can see that the dummy text needs to be removed and a good SEO content needs to be there. So Google can look up the website once it's even shared, or even if someone is trying to look up for the website over Google or Yahoo or Bing, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all of the books that are the dummy ones will be removed. Just your book that is First Family will be there. So people can just download it, all right, and read it however they want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a cover put together for it.
Well, the cover, I think that you have with the green and black people standing and the First Family written.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty good. It looks decent.
Okay. I've gotten mixed reviews on it. I posted it on Facebook and asked for opinions. And one guy told me it looked too amateurish. But I kind of liked it.
Well, it looks pretty good. If you ask me, it looks pretty good.
And I have, for the book that I'm still writing, I've got a number of designs for a cover there.
Uh-huh.
So, but that those will get printed by the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I think that.
Yes,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're going to, I mean, are you prepared to go ahead on this, or?
Yes, of course.
Are you waiting for more from me?
Well, I am ready to go as per your orders. All right, if you want to go ahead and start with that purple background website mock-up, I would happily go ahead and start with that.
Okay. How many words do you think your writer would have on a page?
Well, I think as per the content, the first page will be covered for the home page, and there will be pages for, terms of use, terms of services, so nobody's copying or downloading the book on their name, all right? And there will be about us, like who's the author and who owns the book and what the book is about, and there will be a bookstore where people can just go in there and download the book. And there will be a contact us, like where you can contact you directly.
Yeah.
So people can just get in contact with you and give you reviews about the book and let you know what the book needs or whatever it is. All right, they can contact you from over there. So the whole website will be covered with the content for you, the price I quote you. The whole website will be covered with it. You do not have to worry about the content for the website.
Well, I was just wondering, I read a little about websites, and some say, give them lots of information and get all your keywords in there. And others say, don't use too much. Don't write too much. People aren't going to want to read it.
Well, if you're not going to let everybody know what the website is about, what the book is about, how will they get the interest developed in themselves to go ahead and download the book?
So, and where will people find the information about the book?
Google, Yahoo, or Bing, wherever they're searching for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. After the website has been done through the SEO process.
Is somebody going to read the book?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little out of the ordinary. I wrote it before President Trump was elected, and I based a character on him as the president elect, and he's the murder suspect.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I never mentioned him by name, but there's no.
He is the
ambiguity about who I'm talking about. And his daughter's in there, and he has a son in there. And my detective is wants him to be guilty, and he's doing everything he can. But in the end, he isn't guilty.
Well, absolutely. Well, my suggestion for you will be to go ahead and get it SEO, all right, and content. So you do not have to worry about anything. Your website goes over there, and your the one you're trying to achieve for the website to be able to, you know, get to the people so the people can download the novel and the book, I'm sorry, and read it. All right, that's all accomplished. That's the only thing that we're waiting on, I think.
I don't think I followed. You said it's the only thing we're waiting on. Well, what is the only thing?
Just
to get it put together?
Yes, sir. The book, I do have the book now. All right, I do have you agreed on the version 1 for the website markup that I'll just go ahead and get it developed. And we're just waiting on the content and the SEO.
Okay.
Yeah, that these are the only things that I think are left, so we can just go ahead and get it up and running for you.
Okay.
What do you think about it, sir?
I guess so. I hadn't been thinking that I'd ever use that book for much, but I did put it out there for free. So I suspect we should keep it out there.
If it is for free, then you need people to read it, right? And if
they're not able
to find it, how will they be able to read it?
You're right. I'm not arguing that.
No, of course. Well, I think that...
Because there's a lot of information in the first book where you learn about this character, Jack Scott.
Well, I would love to. I would love to. I will download this book and read it myself as well, sir.
Okay. My sister's book club read it.
Absolutely. Well, I will surely go ahead and have a look at the book.
She said it was the most active conversation they'd ever had. I don't know if that's good or bad.
What I suggest you, all right, that you get a full package of SEO with the content for the whole year, all right, that your website and all of the things will be there for you. What do you think? That you do not even have to worry about it for a year or two.
Well, the books will have different plots. Can you get enough SEO? I mean, can you anticipate
what SEO will
work?
Well, the book needs to be shown to the people so they can go ahead and read it and download it. All right, that's the whole point, and that's the aim that we're looking at. All right, we're both on the same page at the moment. All right, but if they're not able to go ahead and even find the book, how will they be able to read it and download it?
No, I understand what you're saying there, but now let's say I come out with the second book.
Well, surely I can go ahead and do that as well for you.
Okay. You're not saying that one SEO fits all.
No, it will redirect everybody to the website, all right? And website will have both of the books. So we're mainly concerning the website, all right? So it can target both of the books at the same time. Even if you have, like, four books, well, it gets sold, it gets downloaded from the website, right? So we need to target the website.
I have a third book about half written.
Well, that is not a problem. Even if you have five books, my main focus is to have the website ready, right? If the website has four or even 10 books, all right, people can view all 10 books at the same time and choose whichever they want to download, so they can download it right there and then.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked at writers' websites. They put their stuff out there. It makes them look busy.
Of course.
Gives the reader a lot to choose from.
Absolutely. Well, so. my concern for you is get the 12 months of SEO done for you. I will get you the content for free.
Okay. See, this phone is starting to die also. So maybe we should wrap this up right now. I don't want to cut you off like I have.
Absolutely. Well, I would suggest you to go ahead and get the SEO, all right, for the book and for the website and the book, both. That is my suggestion over to you. Then that will be.
Could you say that again?
For the whole year, all right? SEO is expensive, all right? But I will not let you go through any kind of expensive thing, all right? As you do have your savings, and I respect that, all right? I'll suggest you to go over just 12 months of SEO and the content with it for just $1,100 or $1,000 max. That's max things. That's it.
Wait. That's $1,100 beyond what I've paid?
Yes, sir. That's what SEO for 12 months is going to come in. Because if the website is not being able to find, how will your...
I know, but, you know, I paid so much money, and that was supposed to get me a package, and now you want me to double the amount of money I've paid.
No, not the double. It's not the double. It's about
$1,100 is almost doubling it. I paid what, $1,500.
What if I tell you that this is the thing that needs to be done, and your website goes live over the internet? You don't even have to worry about it for a year or two or three, and you can come up with any kind of book with the whole year or 2 years of maintenance as well for the website. Nothing should be coming up for you.
Except $1,100 for SEO now.
Well, after that, nothing comes up to you. That is my guarantee. Because I would like to be transparent with you throughout. All right? I do not want to go ahead and let you know anything about coming up with any kind of charges again and again.
Well, I don't have $1,100 in cash right now. I just don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you even have, like, half of it so I can just go ahead and lock you in that deal and get the ball rolling for you?
Okay, I'll look and see what we can work out. I have to discuss it with my wife.
Sure. That is not a point. That is not a problem. I'm sorry. That is not a problem. I'm just suggesting you stuff that needs to be done. But the content, all right, needs to be there. So you can just you can leave the SEO. And we can work on the content for now. What do you think about it?
Okay. We'll work on the content.
All right. So do you want me to work on the content for you?
Well, is that the cost of working on the content, is that included in the package?
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry. I wasn't able to hear you correctly.
So we go and work on the content. Is the cost of that included on the package that I bought?
Well, the cost of the content that I told you was like $300 to $400 that I told you about it. Like, hey, it's going to cost you about that. But the website development and design is what we do.
Okay. I'll see what I can come up with.
Sure. Well, that is not a problem. All right, you can let me know whenever you get a chance. I think that's your...
Yeah, order. It'll be this week, yes.
That is not a problem at all, sir.
Okay.
All right? But that was my...
Okay.
You know, to get you the best of the things that we can for you. Sounds good?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, and the one that you have submitted was a purple one, right? That you want to work with the purple background? Correct?
Just a second, I'm looking at it again.
Okay.
Thank so God. What, when you say the purple one, how much of the purple one, I mean, it's a really long thing.
Yes, it
so we start out with good author, wonderful plot, be a picture of the
your book.
Of the cover, and then is there a read more thing with it? Or?
Well, the read more is about, like, read more about the book. And then download it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll begin with that, then.
You'll want to begin with that?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll let me know, because the development will be there within 24 to 48 hours of time. And you'll let me know about the content right now, or will you let me know after 24 to 48 hours of time?
After 48 hours of time.
All right,
give yourself a little room there.
Yes, sure, sure, sure. All right, that is not a problem.
All right.
All righty, well, it was really nice speaking with you. I'll let Sam know to give you a call back with the version one of the book, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, take care.
Good talking with you, too. You've given me a lot of information.
That's completely fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk soon.
Absolutely, sir. All right. Take care.
Take care, indeed.